Did you hear about the guy that created WhatsApp? He previously applied for a job at Twitter and got rejected, applied for a job at Facebook and got rejected. I think he applied again at Twitter and got rejected and tweeted and said something along the lines of, you know, didn't get it, moving on. Went on to create WhatsApp, and later on Facebook bought WhatsApp for millions and millions and millions. I mean, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. I think closed doors are God's way of saying there's something better.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.
So, this is a scripture that I wanted to talk to you about. Well, there's two scriptures and the first story is Mary, mother of Jesus, with Joseph, heavily pregnant, trying to find somewhere to give birth to Jesus. And there is no room at the inn, you know, a closed door. As I said, as you know, I've probably said in every single podcast, because it's my pride and joy, you know, is I've recently become a mother. As I'm recording this podcast, my baby is 7 months old, so it's still very fresh in my mind. Hospital bags packed, you know, all clothes pre-washed with non-bio detergent, you know, everything done and ready. And you know, I went into labor on my due date, but actually I was in labor for 3 days, but I actually did go into labor on my due date. But prior to that, I kind of felt like, oh man, when's the baby gonna come, you know? You kind of think, once you've done everything and you think everything's ready and everything's probably as perfect as it can be, you kind of, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to be in labor and that's not fun, but you're kind of excited about the prospect of the fact that your baby's coming. And so you can kind of imagine Mary must have been and what Mary must have felt like. But on the flip side, I can't imagine the chaos of not having somewhere to give birth, like not knowing the hospital, like not knowing when you can rest, not knowing where you're going to live, almost like a bit like a nomad, you know, if you're a traveler, and just knowing that, you know, I like to be quite settled. I'm a planner. I kind of like things to be in place because that's where I get my comfort and security from. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Maybe that shows you a little bit about me, but I feel safer when I kind of know roughly what I'm doing. So if I didn't know where I was going to give birth, you know, you already don't know what labor is going to be like. So that's an unknown. You don't know how labor is going to go. That's an unknown. I don't know about you, but for me, I didn't know what kind of mother I was going to be. That's an unknown. So all the things that I could control, I would have liked to control. So not knowing where I was going to lay your head, that's a lot for Mary. Like, that's a lot. Like, yeah, that's a lot. And then you're going from door to door, and people can see, can you imagine? People can see that you are heavily pregnant, about to drop a baby, and there's no room at the inn. Like, they can't even, like, give you a little place on their floor. Can't even give you the bed. Like, what's going on with humanity? Like, there's no room at the inn. And for some people, that's what it is. It's kind of like, you've gone from job to job. Don't tell me to pray, I've prayed. Don't tell me to fast, I've fasted. Don't tell me to go to some sort of service, I've done it. Don't tell me to have positive thinking, I've been thinking positively for a long time. Like, it's just one thing after another. It's closed door after closed door after closed door. You know, but what I have to say to you is sometimes God's closing those doors. Stop pushing them open. Like, stop trying to push them open. You know, sometimes a closed door is exactly what you need in your life. That man that doesn't want you, just thank Jesus that he did not become your husband. Like, man, that job that you did not get, just thank Jesus that you didn't get it. There's so many times, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20, but actually I do believe that God, you know, lives outside of time, and that he's Alpha and Omega, and that he knows everything in between. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. And so for us in hindsight, it's, oh, thank God. You know, I don't know about you, but there's so many things in my life that I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, 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 thank you. That's sometimes that's what happens with, more times than not, actually, that's what happens with a closed door. Some doors are meant to be closed. Actually, some of you are trying to push open a closed door, trying to start up another a relationship because you don't think there's anybody else that wants you, but you know that relationship is bad. Keep the door closed. Keep the door closed. Like, seriously, you're applying for a job that you wouldn't have even thought of in a million years, 5 years ago. But now you've got bills to pay. You know, the business that you started that you clearly was your passion and purpose from God is a little bit turbulent. And now you're like, oh, let me go back and do that. No. Stay the course. Stop trying to push open the closed doors. Point one is some doors are meant to be closed. Point two is, you know, if you are going to live a life of faith and allow God to do something in your life for him to get glory, so you can be an example to others of faith, be an example to of others of hope. You know, people were to look at your life and be like, oh my God, if she can do it, I can. Like, have you heard that girl's story? Like, that's amazing. She inspires me. There are so many people like that I can mention that inspire me daily. Some people I've never even met. You know, I can guarantee you that they had to walk away from closed doors. Because sometimes God does something in you that's so big, so big that nobody else can get the credit for it. Nobody else was meant to get the credit for it. Could you imagine what it would have been like if one of those innkeepers had let Mary and Joseph deliver Jesus at their B&B? It would have been everywhere. Well, can you imagine what it would have been like today? Everyone would have been like, that would have been, you know, on every single Instagram. It would have been an Instagram story. It would have been on Snapchat. It would have been on every social media site that there was. Like, did you know that the King of Kings gave birth, was delivered at my Airbnb? I mean, that is the biggest marketing thing you could ever want. Like, ka-ching. Like, come and stay with me. If you don't want to stay, Jesus was here. Like, you know, everyone would have been trying to attribute their own success, you know, themselves to your success. There are some people that are trying to attribute themselves to your success. Do you know her career? Oh, yeah, I used to mentor her because they had one coffee meeting. Oh, you know, did you hear about his promotion? Oh, yeah, I was the one that taught him everything he knew. Like, that's people, right? Like, the minute they see someone trying to get ahead, they want to see what they can do in order to say that I was part of that story some way. But when they shut that door, God shut the door so that they can never say it was them. God's the only person who can say it was me. And sometimes, if I'm honest, if I'm all the way real, some people would love to hear your comments on this. But I do believe that sometimes God shuts those doors for that reason. So he can get the glory, so he can get the credit. So people can actually start to believe that he's real. You know, the only thing that I can do, people always say to me, so do you genuinely believe in God? The answer is yes. Do you genuinely believe in Jesus? The answer is yes. I do. Anybody that knows me personally knows that I don't try to impose my belief onto you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to try and impose my belief onto you. Some Christians might not be happy with that, but that's not my gig. I'm not going to do it. But what I do want to do is demonstrate a life of how God is in my life, of his faithfulness, of his loving kindness, you know, of his unending mercy, of his grace, of his power, of his might. I want people to look at my life and know that there must be a God. You know, that is what I want to do. And for me to do that, it means that I can't get credit. It means that God has to get the credit. And in order sometimes for God to get the credit, he closes the door for man. And that's why some of you are experiencing that closed door. Don't push it open. That's what I would say to you. You know, being born in a manger, you know, being born in hay with poo, with animals, not only is it unhygienic and disgusting, it's just not what I'm sure Mary would have pictured. You know, it's just not how she would have planned it. It's just not. And sometimes that's the whole gig though. You know, you've got to live your life, not necessarily how you would have planned it, but how God is. So that people can see. If you do it your way, people aren't going to see. I'm telling you, sometimes those closed doors, as difficult as they are, as difficult as they are to live through, as difficult as they are to walk away from, sometimes when the end of the story comes and you get the hindsight, that's 2020, you get that sigh of relief. Like, thank God, thank Jesus that that door was closed. And that's what I would say to you in regards to that. Now, the second part of the story is a different story, but, you know, I still think it's really important, is there are some times that man closes the door. There are some times that you've closed the door yourself. You think it's a rejection. You've closed that door. God didn't close the door. You've closed that door. You know, and the important thing about that is God walks through closed doors. Jesus is in the business of walking through closed doors. He's done it before, and I will prove it to you. I'm just going to read a verse, or maybe a couple, as you know I like to do. And it's from John chapter 20, and I'm going to read from verse 19. And it says, "The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut." Okay, so that's, I just read that again, just so if you've got your, if you're following with me, you know, you've got that. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And that's verse 19. That's John chapter 20, verse 19. And you see that, you know, obviously, you know, they were there. The doors were shut. What shut the door? Why did they shut the door? Fear. It said that the disciples shut the doors because obviously Jesus had just died. I'll give you, you know, some backstory there. Jesus had just died and resurrected. And so the rumors had broken out that you know, Jesus was no longer in the tomb. And because of that, there was uproar. There was political uproar at the time as well. You know, things were extremely turbulent. It was an extremely turbulent time. And, you know, riots and a civil war was on the horizon. And at the center of all of that were the disciples. You know, their life was very much in danger. They were very much wanted men. And because of that, you know, they stayed together and they shut the door. And they said, but they shut the door because they were afraid of the Jews. You know, the Jews who wanted to see, is who didn't believe that Jesus had resurrected and wanted to see where the body of Jesus was and had been laid. And so they shut the door. Fear shut the door. Sometimes your closed doors is fear. You've shut your door because you're scared. You know, you've shut your door because you're afraid. And this is not a judgment thing, because I've shut so many doors in my life because I'm afraid. Let's be honest. You know, you're afraid of that next step. You're afraid of whatever it is. You think it's beyond you. I don't know what it is, but fear has caused you to shut the door. And, you know, today I would encourage you to open that door. I would encourage you to open the door. But the amazing thing was, is that as they sat down and as the door had been shut, firmly shut, it said that Jesus appeared in their midst. It didn't say that Jesus came in and opened the door. No, he appeared. He just appeared. He just appeared in their midst. And that means he walked through closed doors. That means he walked through closed doors. And the amazing thing about this was after he had resurrected. This is the Jesus that we get to experience. This is the Jesus of the fact that, look, now he's no longer with them like he was physically, but he's with them in the sense of the fact that you get the Holy Spirit always with us, walking through closed doors for us, walking through walls for us. You know, and if there's something that fear has closed, faith can open it. A door that fear has closed in your life, faith can open it today. You know, and, you know, that's my prayer for you, that you get the courage to really go for it. Really go for those, really, really open those doors with faith. Really open. And if not, then just the belief that at the fact Jesus is in your midst. And what's the first thing he said? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. You know, even if you don't believe in Jesus, that's a good gig, right? That's such a great vibe. Like, that's such a great vibe that, you know, peace be with you. Like, can peace be yours? Because obviously everything that was going on was so turbulent, just like it may be for you, like listening to this podcast right now. And I've certainly had my days. Today was a good day, you know, a couple months ago, not so good. And I needed that. I'd closed so many doors. You know, I had closed so many doors because I was so afraid. So, you know, the encouragement that God is with you, the encouragement that he walks through closed doors it can be a very practical, real thing, a very practical, real and tangible thing in your life if you let it. It definitely encourages me and propels me to promote W Talk. It propels me to send emails. It propels me to have difficult conversations with friends. It propels me to be the wife that I'm supposed to be. It propels me to be the mum that I'm supposed to be. All because peace be with you. and Jesus was in their midst in spite of and despite of the closed door. Like, how amazing is that? So, you know, I'll give you two things. One, if God's closed that door, he's probably closed it for a reason. Just bow out. Cool. This is not for me. Redirect, you know, diversion of traffic, whatever you want to call it. Don't push open the door. But if you've closed the door, then Jesus is in your midst and he can open it and you can open it. And so, yeah, that's what I would say to you today. Closed doors. We're all going to deal with it. We all have to deal with it. You know, this is the real stuff. That's the reality of life. You know, there's going to be some sort of rejection. There's going to be some sort of disappointment. But it's really important that when that takes place, that you take stock and you sit down and you think, okay, what is this? What type of closed door is this? And how am I going to respond to that? So that's amazing. Yeah, let me hear from you. You know I want to. You know I was going to beg friend. let me hear from you. What do you think? What closed doors have you experienced? What's your tips with closed doors? You know, I want to share with you. And also, let me know, as I say at the end of all these podcasts, if there's something that you want to talk about that I haven't already spoken about. It could already be on our list, but it might not be. So let me know. Drop us an email. Drop me and my team an email at info@thewtalk.com, and in the subject header please put Faith and Life podcast. And so yeah, we would love to hear from you. In the meantime, closed doors, if it's God, cool, it wasn't meant to be. He's going to get glory. I guarantee you, I promise you, he's going to get glory. If it's you, don't be afraid. Jesus is in your midst and he's saying, peace be with you. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Until next time, in Jesus' name, amen.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lijimi.